Hey, hey, yeah, let's hope. It's time to check in with Bobby Dernier, 1984 Gold Glove Award winner, the fleet-footed leadoff man. Bobby, good morning. And you know what? I'm wondering, reading about the great atmosphere, everybody's talking about it at Wrigley Field and how loud it is. Can you still hear the crowd when you hit that home run leading off game one of the 84 National League Championship Series?
Yeah, you know, I woke up this morning. We were up till Von Hayes, my ex teammate with Philadelphia, was in town for the weekend, and we're doing an annual golf weekend. And we were watching the games last night, and I told him, I said, you know, I'm doing a little WGN in the mornings recently, and it's giving me that tingle in the middle of my back. It kind of wake up. So I want to thank you guys, you know, for giving me a little extra boost each day. I feel like I'm in the middle of this thing, and if this doesn't excite you as a Cub fan, you're missing the boat. It's because we were down 2-0, I think it gives everybody that little extra, you know, in Cub land. It didn't look good, you know, out 0-2, and now we're coming home. And so many things have happened. It just does remind me, you know, it does take me back when we were up 2-0. Or even down 3-1 in 2016, and I said to a group, I was doing media pre- and post-game at the time, and I said, you know, we may have them right where we want them because we've been in the other position in 2003, blah, blah, blah. So here we are again, fellas, and it's easy to wake up with a smile on your face today.
Yep.
And Bobby, that was much more like it yesterday. We saw some things that we were seeing in the first half, the big pitching performance by Matthew Boyd, and then all he gets was three home runs and a big one in the first inning.
Yeah, and it was Ian. And, you know, Ian's been around, I think he has the longest tenure there. I think he's been there about 9 years now. And kind of arrived just after, you know, we won it in 16. And so he's been in this before as a young player, but now he's the veteran, and I just felt him laying in the weeds as a guy that maybe last night would step up. And, boy, he had three balls that could have got out of there, you know, with the right conditions last night. So it's good to see him locking in. Tucker hitting one in there, driving one into left center off the left-hander. All things are kind of going the right direction right now.
You know, there was a lot of talk yesterday about the pressure being all on Milwaukee because of the fact that they won the first two games, and now it's all even. And I would imagine that pressure is kind of equally distributed because, as the Cubs, you don't want to erase a 2-0 deficit to go to game five and lose.
Well, no, of course not. But, you know, it is momentum, and you develop that. San Diego certainly, you know, they grabbed the momentum when we played them in 84 at home. Of course, we got to go back to Milwaukee, and it's a brand new day tomorrow, we'll see how it develops. But, you know, the biggest out of the night, I felt like the turning point was when Boyd was able to get Yelich in the fifth, and that turned out to be his last hitter. And then, you know, Valencia came in and got the final out, which was another good move by Council. You know, a lot of fans will gripe, you know, why don't you bring in your best guy in the right spot, even in the middle of the game? And right there was an example of that. He really managed his butt off, I thought, and the guy stepped up out of the pen. The hitters, too, you know, tacking on. It was just a really good win at home, and I talked to a couple people that were there. And you're right, that place was electric last night, boy.
I was just happy that, unlike the previous games, I only had one heart attack during the game last night, and that was when Yelich was up with runners on second, third, and one out. That was a real turning point, wasn't it?
It was. That was a key part of the game. And, you know, it was good for Boyd, too, coming off that game one start on a short rest. But, the deck is stacked up. Everybody's on board tonight. It'll be interesting, or tomorrow night. Everybody will be available. You know, again, Horner was big. He just keeps putting one at bat after another together. It was good to see Shaw. You know, Shaw's been, you know, I think he has five walks.
Yeah.
You know, he's finding a way to get hits, but he's been a contributor, playing good defense. You know, it's fun to watch. It was heartbreaking in Philadelphia last night. I did, you know, of course, pay attention to that, too.
Yeah, your old team.
And, Yeah, I was. You know, I'm a little biased here. I want to see a. I wanted to see a little Cub Philly NLCS if I can get it.
Yep.
But that's okay. You got to knock the big dog off the mountain, and LA's there waiting.
All right, on to Saturday night. Bobby Dernier, stand by. You may get a call to pinch run or pinch hit. As you say, all hands on deck in Milwaukee, right?
Well, I'd love it. And all I've got is tee times at around noon the next 3 days. So, you know, this sets my table up pretty good for the day. I'll put my happy 23 hat on and go play some golf.
All right. You know what? I hope we can talk about some Cub wins next week. Thanks, Bobby Dernier. Appreciate it.
You betcha.